Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice in it. Hallelujah. This is tape 080226. Amen. You are welcome to Praying Scripture Counseling Devotional, and your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye. Welcome to this prophetic hour of praying. This is your set time to be rooted, strengthened, and established. As you pray, the word will take root in your life. As you declare, fear will lose its grip. You are planted to flourish. Today's topic is flourishing without fear. Remember, we are in the month of planted to flourish, and the theme for today is flourishing without fear. And our anchor scripture is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 8, and it reads, "He shall not see when it cometh, but a leaf shall be green." I believe that you position yourself to be the E there. That is, you shall not see when the heat cometh, but your leaf shall be green. That's Jeremiah 17 and verse 8. Beloved, I want you to hear this by the Spirit of the Lord today. Being planted in God does not cancel seasons. It changes your response to them. The scripture does not say it will not come. It says you will not see it, meaning that pressure will not intimidate you, challenges will not distract you, drought will not define you. When your roots are deep in God, your confidence becomes internal, not environmental. Others may panic, but you remain green. Others may fear, but you remain fruitful. Today, we are not praying for escape from it. We are declaring immunity from fear. You will flourish boldly. You will stand calmly. And you will produce consistently in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, lift your voice and let us pray. Remember, there is power in your tongue. He said, "You shall decree a thing, and it shall come to pass." I want you to pray along with me. I'm joining my faith with yours. Say, "Father, I thank you because I am planted by your design and sustained by your power. I declare that my life is not controlled by seasons. I declare that my life is not controlled by economies. And I declare that my life is not controlled by circumstances. According to your word, I shall not see when it comes. Fear will not rule my heart. Anxiety will not dominate my mind. I receive supernatural composure. I receive divine boldness. I receive spiritual confidence. I decree that my leaf remains green, my strength remains fresh, and my fruitfulness remains uninterrupted. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen." Quick one, I want you to listen to this word of knowledge. There are people under the sound of my voice. Your fear is not about the present. It is about what you think might happen. The fear of the future. You are anxious about the future scenario God never authorized. You are painting one kind of scenario in your mental faculty, but it's not supported or authorized by God. This fear did not come from God. It came from imagination, fueled by uncertainty. Your fear is the fear of uncertainty. The Lord is saying, your roots are deeper than your worries. That imagined outcome will not occur. The heat you fear will not touch your supply. Amen. Let me pray for you. I declare for you now, peace floods your heart, clarity returns to your mind, and confidence is restored. You will not live in anticipation of disaster. And that disaster you were thinking about will never happen. That problem or trouble that you are imagining will never occur, will never take place in your life. You will flourish without fear in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to, everybody, I want you to declare this boldly after me right away. Say, I am planted by God, therefore I am unshakable. Say it again, I am planted by God, therefore I am unshakable. I will not panic under pressure. I will not dry up in difficult seasons. My roots are deep. My life is stable. Fear has no authority over my destiny. Fear has no authority over my family. Fear has no authority over the work of my hand. Even in drought, I remain fruitful. My leaf stays green, my strength stays fresh. I flourish boldly, confidently, and continually in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare. Amen. Quickly take another word of knowledge. I sense strongly that some people have delayed major decisions because fear told you this is not the right time. Something is telling you this is not the right time. That thing is fear. The delay has weakened your confidence and drained your joy. Hear this. Fear disguised itself as caution. But the Lord says today that the delay is not protecting you. It is shrinking you instead. The delay, you are deliberately delaying because something is telling you it is not the right time. That delay is not protecting you. It is shrinking you. You are planted, not stranded. The time to move forward is now. God is saying the time for you to move forward is now. I pray for you. I break paralysis by fear. I release courage into your spirit. I declare forward movement, divine backing, and successful execution into your life. You will not miss your moment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Finally, everyone, I want you to make these prophetic declarations by the authority of God's word. Hallelujah. Let's make this declaration. I want you to say, fear loses its voice in my life. Stability becomes my testimony. Fruitfulness becomes my identity. Pressure will not uproot me. Seasons will not intimidate me. I will flourish without fear in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm led to say that one over you by myself. I want you to say amen. By the authority of God's word, fear loses its voice in your life and in your family and in your destiny. Stability becomes your testimony from this moment, this month, and beyond throughout this year, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Fruitfulness becomes your identity. Anywhere you go, you shall be fruitful. In whatever you do, you shall be fruitful. Pressure will not uproot you. Seasons will not intimidate you, no matter the season, the economic season, political season, spiritual season, none of them will intimidate you. In the name of Jesus, you will flourish without fear. Receive it now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You are not a victim of seasons. You are a product of divine planting. Remain rooted. Stay confident. Go forth and flourish without fear today. This is your month planted to flourish. Amen. Your host once more is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye. Until I come your way again tomorrow, be blessed, remain blessed, and be eternally blessed. Keep sharing the tape. Somebody is waiting to be blessed. Amen and amen.